You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's primary elections take place in June, and nationwide there's been a lot of talk about election integrity. How much confidence do people have in the system?
We begin our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, Sutherland Institute Chief Growth Officer Derek Monson says a big driver of whether a person criticizes elections is whether their candidate won.
There's some good evidence out there showing that when your candidate loses, your trust in elections drops.
In 2016, some Hillary Clinton supporters disputed the election results, and in 2020, a large number of Republican supporters of Donald Trump also disputed those results. Monson says there's something we can do now, though, to increase trust in elections.
What has our experience been like? You know, if we go and vote in an election center, you know, we have to wait in a long line. Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Going into 2024, Monson says the goals are to make voting easier, more accessible, and to get information out about how secure elections truly are. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
That talk of election fraud and mistrust is also taking a toll on our election workers, many of whom have decided to call it quits in the last few years. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024. Adam?
Tim, Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan May Public Affairs and occasional host of our KSL at Night program, says our county clerk's jobs are already hard enough as it is. He says their jobs take a ton of skill, and they don't see the salary he thinks that necessarily reflects that skill.
They're not given the support with the budgets and the staff that they need, yet still they're somehow able to pull it off. And unfortunately, they're really only given credit when something goes wrong.
And Taylor says now what he calls an unfounded mistrust in the system and fears of election fraud are adding more to their already full plate, leading some of them to just call it quits. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Growing tension this morning between the White House and Israel's prime minister over a pause in weapon shipments.
Israel is growing increasingly frustrated with the U.S. over the decision. The concern is that the 3,500 bombs in that shipment could be used in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are sheltering. Officials pointing specifically to the destruction caused by 2,000-pound bombs in civilian areas, bombs that can flatten buildings, their destructive power reaching hundreds of yards beyond a target.
ABC's Martha Raddatz reports President Biden does say the U.S. is committed to help Israel defend itself, and shipments of Iron Dome rocket interceptors will continue.
A new bill would get federal workers to stop working from home and return to the office. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's called the Back to Work Act of 2024, and it would limit remote work to no more than 40% during a federal employee's pay period. It's being led by Senators Mitt Romney and West Virginia's Joe Manchin. Now, according to the Deseret News, both senators have an issue with many federal office buildings still remaining empty, despite the COVID-19 pandemic officially ending last year. Romney says Americans deserve to have a federal workforce that is both present and productive. However, a union for federal workers says this bill would drive off talented employees and harm the services of the federal government. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Dog owners are being warned the parvovirus is spreading around the state. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
It's a virus that affects dogs' digestive systems, and if left untreated, it can even affect their bone marrow. It's found in feces, but it can also live in the soil in an area where an affected dog has been. Owner of Davis Mobile Veterinary Services, Dr. Amanda Vockler, says animal hospitals will see a big surge this time of year.
People are kind of getting out and going outside more with that. We kind of call it like parvo season.
Your best bet is to get your dog vaccinated because there aren't antibiotics to treat it. And many times dogs have to spend some days in isolation at the hospital to be treated. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Time for that